Princess Scientist Podcast, number 6. I know it is number 6 because I checked. I am Lab Assistant Mommy, and Princess Scientist is playing with Cthulhu. Can you come here, Princess Scientist?
And I am Princess Scientist!
Okay. What are you doing with Cthulhu back there?
Trying to wash his nails.
Trying to wash his nails. Why are Cthulhu's nails dirty?
He hasn't washed them in months.
Okay. How often does he take a bath?
Not very often.
I guess not. Even though he lives in the water, you'd think that would just wash the dirt away.
Yeah, but he actually digs in the sand a lot.
Does Cthulhu build sandcastles?
Not usually.
Oh.
But he builds sandcastles and then puts people in to trap them.
Really? That sounds neat. So you could be trapped in a Cthulhu sandcastle?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And then Cthulhu comes and eats you up.
So the sandcastles are kind of like a pantry for Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Okay, so he keeps people in his sandcastle pantry.
Uh-huh.
It works for me. Anyway, so we don't have a whole lot of time this week, but we did want to first address an email. We got an email from Matthew. If you want to email us, you can email us at princess.scientist@gmail.com. Princess Scientist, you going to come over here and do this thing?
Yes.
Okay, so can you read this email?
When I was a kid, I remember loving the books, The Hero and the Crown, and The Blue Sword by Robin McKinley. These were some of the first fantasy books that I read for fun instead of for school. I'm sure that Miss Princess Scientist will enjoy them. Just a suggestion.
Thank you, Matt. I actually read both of those when I was a little girl, and they were probably the first books that I read that had a really awesome female protagonist.
And I think I will like them.
Oh, I think you'll love them. There's a magical sword. There's in one of them, there's a dragon.
Awesome!
In the other one, there's like a demon prince.
Ooh!
And both of them feature women who wield this magical sword and have to fight against the things that no one else can fix.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if Princess Scientist is ready for it. They're pretty intense books. Maybe when she's a little older.
For 13-year-olds?
Maybe for 13-year-olds. I'm not sure.
4 years?
Yes. count them down, kiddo. Anyway, so what are we reading right now?
The Pool of Fire!
Which is book 3 in what series?
Tripod.
Very good. And so, let's give a spoiler alert, Princess Scientist.
Beep, 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 beep.
Okay. Anyway, so beep, 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 spoiler alert for City of Gold and Lead. What happened? Did we cover that? I can't even remember.
City of Gold and Lead?
Yes. Did we cover the end of that? Okay, well then what happened at the end of City of Gold and Lead?
Well, they eventually got back.
So Will got out of the city?
Uh-huh.
Did Fritz get out of the city?
Yes.
No.
But
not at the end of the City of Gold and Lead.
But, yeah, Fritz didn't get out of the city until, spoiler alert,
beep,
again.
Beep, beep.
For, Pool of Fire.
Right.
Until Pool of Fire.
Right.
He didn't get out until Pool of Fire.
Right. But he did get out. So Fritz is back. Yay, Fritz! So what are they doing right now? This is fascinating. What are they trying to do right now?
Destroy the master?
No.
No, capture a master.
That's right. They're trying to capture a master. So what are they doing to capture a master?
They're digging this hole.
Okay. And what are they hoping will happen to the hole?
Catching the tripod.
So they're building a trap for a tripod.
Uh-huh.
But
and they're trying to attract the tripod.
So,
spoiler alert again.
I think they already know. We're spoiling. Mm. So the what gets me is that they've discovered radio waves, and they found a way to jam the tripod's radio signal back to the city. Mm-hmm. So they can go ahead and kidnap the master and before it can send a distress call. But the minute the tripod got jammed, what did it do?
It stopped for 3 seconds with its leg in the air.
And then?
Then regained control and then walked on another course.
That's right. It changed course.
It took 9 days to dig that hole.
Once the tripod started walking the new course, what did they decide to do?
Tried to attract the tripod.
How are they going to do that?
What's
the title of the chapter?
Dropping the tripod?
No. You got all excited about it last night when I read it to you. You said, that's why the name of the chapter's that.
Green.
Yes, green what?
Green man on the green horse.
Right, so they're going to try to... Cloppity-cloppity. So they're going to attract the tripod with a green man on a green horse. How silly is that?
Ooh.
That's silly.
Silly.
Okay. So, what are you reading on your own now?
Harry Potter.
You're still reading Harry Potter? Have you been reading it? I don't think you took it with you on your trip. What'd you read on your trip?
Mostly Pippi Longstocking.
Okay, and, Pippi Longstocking, Harry Potter, and still reading Chitty Chitty Bang Bang with your dad?
Yep.
Okay. So, what else were we going to talk about? Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Cthulhu?
What do you want to talk about Cthulhu?
A few science facts about him.
Science facts about Cthulhu.
Uh-huh.
All right, hit me.
Well, Cthulhu, Cthulhu's, tail can actually poison people if it sinks into their hand or something like that.
Okay. This tail's poisonous. What else, what other science facts do we have about Cthulhu?
It's like a bat with its wings, but that means it has four arms. So, if you see a Cthulhu with no wings and four arms, that probably means he's just closed away his wings for the day.
Oh, so he closes his wings at the end of the day? They're tired of flapping them so much?
Yeah, and they wear down, so he has to rest them.
Okay. Okay. What other facts do we have about Cthulhu?
That he doesn't bathe, and animals bite him.
Animals bite him.
Very often.
So what animal has the courage to bite Cthulhu?
Well, a lion thinks Cthulhu is an octopus, so he just bites the Cthulhu.
A lion thinks... Okay, now I'm really interested. So lions hunt octopi?
These rare golden lions do.
The rare golden lion hunts octopi.
Mm-hmm.
So the rare golden lion swims?
Yeah.
Deep in the ocean?
He doesn't swim, but he stays close to the seashore.
So then...
So then the
octopi come out of the seashore. You think they're coming hunting lions?
Yeah, but it's mostly... The lions aren't very smart, so...
Obviously.
So when a Cthulhu comes out, it attacks it, thinking it's an octopus.
Who do you think wins in a fight between a golden lion that swims and a Cthulhu?
The Cthulhu.
Okay.
The Cthulhu usually wins. That's why the golden lion is usually rare.
Oh, okay. They're not rare, they're endangered because Cthulhu's eaten them because they've been too stupid to attack them.
Yeah.
Okay. Fascinating.
So,
are there any other science facts about Cthulhu we want to touch on today?
Yes.
Oh, hit me.
Cats are very afraid of Cthulhu, so if you see this cat that's all poofed up, it's either scared of something other than Cthulhu, or there's a Cthulhu behind you.
Okay.
And the cat looking at you.
So the cat's scared of two things. Cthulhu, or things other than Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else?
And Cthulhu's weakness is... this is very silly, but his weakness is pictures of himself. So
that is silly.
So if you show him a picture of himself, he screams and runs back to the ocean.
Well, then it's good that we have a lot of pictures of Cthulhu in the house.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have any questions or scientific facts about Cthulhu you'd like to discuss, email us at...
Princess.scientist.com.
No. We'll try that again.
Princess.scientist@gmail.com.
If you want to see our blog, it's princess-scientist.com. And we have anything else to say, Princess Scientist?
That's all!
You heard it from her. That's all.